two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Joining us now, Leon Edwards, kind enough to carve out a few moments for us. Big fight coming up, the Edwards-Usman rematch in Salt Lake City, UFC, and we're fired up for this conversation. Leon, how are you?
Hey, Leon.
I'm good. How are you?
Very good.
We're doing well. Just how excited and how much has this rematch been on your radar?
I'm excited. You know, we're 5 days away. It's been a long, long, long time coming, so I'm excited and I can't wait. And it's been, a long road, and it's going to be good.
It's incredible to watch this road and to go back. I mean, as far back as you got to go back into 2015, the last time that you didn't step out of that cage with a win. I just want to go back to that fight in 2015. How much different are you as a fighter, and how much different is Kamaru as a fighter since the last time you met in the octagon?
We're both two different fighters, you know. I think at the time when we first fought, I've been doing mixed martial arts for 4 or 5 years. And he's only been doing it for like 3 years. So we've both been seasoned veteran now. We've both been headlining main events in the UFC. He's went on to win a world title. I've went on to collect 10 wins in a row without losing since we first fought. So we're two different athletes, two different fighters, and that's how I'm approaching it, you know, as a brand new fight. I'm not looking at the first fight as the same person, you know.
So just reading your backstory and where you came from and how difficult your life was, getting involved with the wrong crowd early on. And was it, if I'm reading this right, was it your mom that said, hey, we got to figure out something for you, and she got you involved in MMA?
Yeah, that's correct. I was hanging around on the street. What you love to do as a kid, you find stuff to do, you know. So for me, living in a city in the UK, you're just getting into trouble with your friends and doing stupid, you know. So she was walking one day, and then she's like, there's a local gym being built to my area. And she's like, you should try this out. I was like, okay, cool. I'll give it a go, knowing for the fact she's saying it just to get me away from hanging around on the street, you know.
How old were you when you left Jamaica and went to Birmingham, England?
I was about 9, 10 years old, I think, when I got to the UK from Jamaica.
Okay, so you started your fight game after you moved to England.
Yeah, I started at age 17. I started mixed martial arts. I'm 30 years old now, so before that, I knew nothing about it. You know, I knew nothing about the sport. I knew nothing about the athletes, and just like a random gym game built in my area. She was like, I should give it a go. She thought it was boxing. So I said, cool, I'll give it a go. I gave it a go, and now here we are.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Leon. You got a brother that's in Bellator, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Fabian Edwards. He just fought the other day and beat Lyoto Machida, so he's doing well as well.
Oh, wow. Machida's out there with Bellator. You growing up, did you guys have some pretty ugly scraps between the two of you?
Not really. Obviously, the brothers scrap you normally have, but not like nothing too bad. You know, he's just like made of calm and collected, and so not really.
So when mom says, "Hey, we need to get you pointed in the right direction," and she gets you signed up, and so she's thinking she just wants to distract you. But at what point did you realize, "Holy smokes, I'm pretty good at this"? Like, I think I might be able to carve a living out of doing this.
I think first of what got me like to stick to the sport was just the positive feedback I was getting from the coaches and from the other guys in the gym. And you know? I think that's one of the main things that kept me going back to the gym. And then from there, I kept improving. And I thought, okay, let me have a look at what these guys are making to fight, and can they make a career out of it? And once I saw that you can, I thought, okay, I'm gonna dedicate myself to it, and that's what I did.
I always am curious when a fighter steps out of the cage against Nate Diaz, and I know that you guys had a 5-round match that was fantastic. Take me into that fight a little bit. How tough is Nate? How tough was that fight, and what did you learn from that fight when you stepped out victorious?
Nate's as tough as they come, you know. Like, everyone knows about the Diaz brothers. Like, you can hit them with everything, can just don't go. I don't know what it is, and I've got a lot of respect for Nick and Nate, or the brothers, and it was a good fight. Like I said, he came in there, he caught me with a good shot in the last round, and it was a good fight. And, like, you always have to be switched on when you're fighting these guys, and you can't switch off, because they're dangerous all the way through. They don't get tired. They take a lot of punishment, and they keep coming in, huh?
It was an incredible fight, and I remember the shot because he took time to celebrate for just a second with it. And Scotty, my co-host here, he's coming into the UFC game. He's starting to enjoy it more. I've loved it since UFC 1, and I watched that thing. And Scotty, in that fight, Leon landed 77 significant strikes. Nate landed 76 significant strikes, and it was just one of those brawls where you're like, oh, both of those guys are stepping out, learning what they're able to go through and what they can actually fight through. After that shot, Leon, at that point you'd known you'd kind of wrapped up the fight, right, that you had the first four?
Yeah, for sure, 100%. I knew going into the fifth round, I would have won the first four rounds, and I was fine in the fifth round. I won the first 3 minutes. Then he, like I said, Nate just kept coming, and he landed a nice left hand down the pipe, and hurt him for a little bit. After that, I was recovered. I could see what he was doing, and it was only like 30 seconds left, so I was rolled out, you know.
So you talk about how you and Usman are two different fighters. How has he changed since 2015?
I don't feel that he has improved as far as his striking go. You know, before that he was just barely more wrestling than anything. Now, as you've seen it over the last four or five fights, he's actually like knocking guys out and hurting guys with his boxing. You know, so I feel that's probably one of the major improvements I've seen. He just is striking improvements. You know.
You know, I was curious, Leon, because I was looking at that Nate Diaz fight and kind of went through and watched a little bit of it again just to get ready for this interview. And I was going back and I'm like, man, that's, you go back a long time. That's over a year ago. And I'm just went down your roster really quick and I saw that you really haven't taken a year break in between fighting. Is this the first year you've taken a full year? And was there something to that extended time off?
No, I've had a year break before, through the pandemic, you know. I was meant to fight Tyron Woodley in the UK at the O2 Arena, then the pandemic hit. Then it was hard for us Brits to travel to the US to compete, you know. So that's, I had a year off before and came back and I felt great. I know, before that, everyone was like, ring rust, and I never believed in ring rust, you know. I believe if you work hard in the gym, also live the life, you'll be fine. And when I came back, I fought Bilal Muhammad, and I felt fantastic.
So write the script for us. How does this fight go down on Saturday?
I'm going in there to win by any means. You know, the first fought, it was a striker versus the rest of the match. Now it's a mixed martial artist versus a boxer, wrestler. And I'm going in there to, anywhere the finish comes, I'm taking it, either on the feet or on the ground, you know.
When do you get into Salt Lake City? Yeah.
I got here like, I said about just under 2 weeks ago. So by the time the fire comes around, I'll be about good 3 weeks in. And it's a nice place. I didn't know where it was before, but now I'm here. It's beautiful. The mountains are great and the air is great, you know. Like breeze compared to Vegas. Vegas is like dry, you know.
Is that pretty standard? I mean, you fought in Singapore and Netherlands and, of course, in England and then, you know, Vegas. Do you try to get in a few weeks before to try to get accustomed to the area?
Yeah, for sure. I always come in at least, give myself at least 2-3 weeks before, and I'll just get used to the air in a different environment, get used to just everything. You know, I don't want to come here on, like, fight week. I only got, like, 4 days to get acclimatized to the time zones. And so now in the UK, we're 7 hours ahead. You know, so I'm going to get my body used to the time zones, getting a full night's sleep and getting accustomed to the environment.
Is it a different preparation, though, than there's a belt on the line, Leon? Is it a different focus or preparation?
Not a little bit, but not really. You know, this will be my fourth main event for the UFC. So I've been in this spot before, you know. I've fought 5 rounds before. I've been the main attraction for the event before, so right now it just feels like another fight. I haven't fought a 3-round fight now for many years, you know, so for me it just feels like another main event. Obviously the belt's on the line and Kamaru was the last person to beat me, but to strip all that away, it's just another main event, another 5 rounds and going out there to get a victory.
Well, Leon, we appreciate you doing this. Thanks for joining us. Can't wait for Saturday and good luck.
Excited, Leon.
Good man. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You got it. Leon Edwards. Should be a fun one coming up on Saturday.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.